You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
The author of the epistle to the Philippians, or the letter to the Philippians, is the Apostle Paul. Now, when it comes to our author, the Apostle Paul, there are two noteworthy traits or attributes about Paul we need to be mindful of. A number of traits that Paul has, but on this morning, I just want to look at how many? Two. The first one is found in Philippians 1 and 1. Y'all go to Philippians 1 and 1. Philippians 1 and 1, Paul says, Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Jesus Christ. That's where I want to stop. Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Jesus Christ. The first trait that Paul demonstrates is that he knows his godly identity. Godly identification is the first trait. As a young person, young adult, it is important that you know who you are. The world will try to identify you, but it's important that we allow God to identify us. The world, when it comes to their identification, is so broad and confusing. You can go fill out an application or sign up for an account online, and they will ask you, how do you identify? Male, female, and then they'll say other. And so it's important that we know who God wants us to be according to how he created us. And this type message needs to be taught, especially in the day and time that we live in, because, you know, they call June Pride Month. They call June the month to where if you want to identify as something that God did not create you to be, this is the month that you need to take pride in that. Oh, yeah, here you have some photos that I have gathered. Men's Warehouse has an ad. Two men dressed up, kissing, soliciting, saying, look, why don't you just come shop with us? Nike, they want us to just do it, but now they're saying, just be true. And they give you the colors of what they call the pride rainbow. But how many know God is the creator of the rainbow? Then they even have stamps, yeah, that promote confusing and demonic identities. You got to know who you are, because it's going to be pushed and it's going to be promoted. And if you are not sure of who you are, the world will try to identify you. Even when it comes down to the music, I want you to see this second picture. This Atlanta rapper by the name of Lil Wop. I have no idea, but here he is. Very popular, as I have done my research. But just in the month of May, this young man said, you know what? I am now going to identify as a woman. And here you have him dressed up like a woman from head to toe. And in the article, he said, you know what? I like boys and girls. So much so that the headline says that he'll make a ninja his beat. Y'all know I don't cuss, so y'all can go ahead and figure that out. Yeah, he said, yeah, that's how I identify now. And young people, you don't need to be amused by this. When you see it, you need to be like, that's demonic. That's not how I identify. Now, if that's what you want to do, that's your choice. And I began to do a little bit more research. This is one of his CD covers. Back in 2017, WAP Mafeli or something like that, part three. But here he is on the cover, looking like something evil. Fangs, wings, and upside down crosses on the cover of his CD. See, in this world, if you don't know who you are, there will be suggestions on who you can be. But we need to remember the Apostle Paul. Paul said, I'm a bond servant. I've been bought with a price. And therefore, I need to glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are his. Godly identification. Tell somebody, you need to know who you are. No, you're not a thug. You are a child of God. You're not a city girl. No, you are a child of God. You ain't supposed to drop it like it's hot or cold. No, you are a child of God. No, but y'all laughing, but it's real. Paul knew who he was. Let's go to Philippians 1 and 7. Again, we're looking at two traits that the Apostle Paul possessed. Philippians 1:17. Follow me. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my chains. Somebody say, in my chains. And in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. When Paul says to this church that he was in chains, he was letting them know, look, I'm in prison, but let me tell you one thing about me. I may be in prison, but I'm still determined to do the will of God. See, Paul was in prison for his defense or taking a stand for the word of God. And here he is in prison. You know what this lets me know? That sometimes, young people, you can do that which is right and still go through challenges in life. Yeah, you can be living according to the word, but God will still allow you to go through adversity. But what I love about the Apostle Paul and what we can learn from him as young men and young women is that even though God allows us to go through things, we still need to be determined to serve him. No matter what you go through in life, in your body, in your mind, in your personal life, still be determined to give God the glory. Still be determined to let God use you. You got to have some determination on the inside of you because you're going to go through things in this life. Yeah, you're not too young to go through things. You're going to have a life where you pray. You're going to have a life where you give. You come to church, but you're still going to face adversity. But my question to you, are you still determined to do ministry? Are you still determined to please God? Are you still determined to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise that's due to his name? Some folks stop when they get to going through things, but you got to have so much determination in you like Paul that where you say, I may be in chains, but I'm still going to let God use me. I may be going through in my body, in my voice, but I'm still going to let God get the glory with my life. Am I right about it? And I want to just deal with this for a quick few seconds. You got to understand, folks that do right go through stuff. But we got to have the mindset that the word prescribes. Look at 1 Peter 3 and 14. And remember this the next time you get to going through some stuff. Peter says, but even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are what? Even if you should suffer for doing what's right, you are blessed. Even if you are ridiculed or talked about for standing on the word, you are blessed. Even if they call you a holy roller for living right, you are blessed. Even if you suffer lack, but you still brought God his tithe and his offering just for a little while, you are you're blessed. Tell somebody, when I go through things and I stay in the will of God, I'm blessed. I love that. Paul later tells the Philippian church in verse 19 of chapter 1. Look at how he writes this. I know I'm in chains. I know I'm going through. But look what he says in Philippians 1:19. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I'm in chains, but I know it's going to turn out for my deliverance. I'm going through, but I know it's going to work out together for my good. Y'all ain't talking to me. You got to go through things, but know it's going to work out for you. You got to suffer in your life, but know God is going to deliver me. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Paul gives a secret. He said, all I need y'all to do is just keep praying for me. All I need the Holy Spirit to do is to keep supplying me with what I need. And I know this is going to turn out for my deliverance. Some of y'all ain't catching it. Those of you who are going through something right now, all you got to do is keep following the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is keep praying, and it's going to turn out for your deliverance. Sometimes we can't put our hand on how God gonna fix it, but we gotta know he going to fix it. We don't know how he gonna work it, but we gotta know that he's gonna work it. When you get to going through things, you got to know that it's gonna work out for your deliverance. What is deliverance? His salvation. God is gonna protect you. God is going to bless you. God is going to bring you out. Tell somebody he's going to deliver me. Is somebody in here going through something you have never experienced? You still got your confidence. God is going to deliver you. Whether you're young, whether you're old, but you got to know it's going to work out for your deliverance. You're going to have a testimony. You're going to be able to stand up and tell somebody that God can and he will. You're going to be able to stand up and let folk know that his arm is not too short that it cannot save. His ear is not too heavy that it cannot save. You're going to be able to tell somebody that your God can deliver no matter what you go through. Somebody getting happy beside myself. Tell yourself, this is going to work out for my deliverance. And this is who we're talking about. This is who we're reading from. We're reading from someone who knew who he was and somebody who was determined to give God the glory. And his name was the Apostle Paul. And so when we get to our verse in Philippians 3, y'all still with me? Paul again is in prison. And he's writing to the brethren. And in our verse of Philippians 3 and 13, Paul gives two principles that we can apply to our mindset. Two principles he reveals, and it's personal. He's talking to the brethren, but he's telling them two things about himself. And the scripture teaches us that the scripture was written for our learning. And I'm going to tell you something. You need to make sure you're paying attention and receiving, because these two principles still work in our day and time. So I want to look at these two, what I call mindset principles. Are y'all still with me? Do y'all realize how determined this man was? How sound and strong his mind had to be? He in prison, locked down, but still knowing who he is and determined to give God the glory. I'm ready to learn, Paul. Tell me these two principles. He says in Philippians 3:13, first, he says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. I do not count myself to have, help me, the first mindset principle that he reveals is what I call mental evaluation. Mental evaluation. He says, I do not count myself to have apprehended. He says, look, I haven't attained everything that I desire to attain in life. I'm not all of who God desires me to be. He knows where he is at this particular time in his life. He's examining himself. He's giving what I call a mandatory examination. And from time to time, young folk, from time to time, you need to sit down somewhere. Turn that phone off. Get off social media and evaluate your mindset. Evaluate a look at your own life. Jesus said, look, don't be so quick to get the log out of somebody else's eye. You need to be able to get the beam out of yours first. And in order to do that, you got to take some time, young folk, to do a mental evaluation. You got to block out what everybody else say. You know how you like to say, what they say? You got to block out what they say. And you got to evaluate yourself and see, are you lining up with what he say? You have to give yourself from time to time, a mental evaluation. From time to time. Man, am I really living the way I need to be living? Am I serious about the things of God the way I need to be? Could my prayer life be better? You have to evaluate yourself from time to time. Let me prove it to you. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I love this verse. Because he does something that most or some preachers don't do publicly. He lets them know, I'm not there. And it's okay to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest. Look, you know what? I thought I was there, but I'm not where I thought I was. And I found out it's best to evaluate yourself personally before God exposes you publicly. Woo! I said it's best to examine yourself personally before God have to reveal who you are publicly. Second Corinthians, y'all prove that you're with me, 13 and 5. And let me prove that the scripture teaches that we need to have mental evaluations from time to time. Because, see, you can be walking around deceiving yourself. You can be walking around thinking you one thing, and you ain't. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself or yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know who? Yourselves? That Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified. Examine yourself. See if you really saved. Don't ask nobody. Look at yourself. It's how I'm thinking, talking, and acting that of a child of God. Prove it, he says, to yourself. You got to know. Sometimes I tell myself, I know I'm saved. Because if I wasn't saved, I would have said or did certain things. You got to know that you're saved. Man, I didn't look again. I know I'm saved. Woo, I didn't touch that. I know I'm saved. You got to evaluate or examine yourself to make sure that you can make it in. Wouldn't it be tragic to be acting or thinking that you saved and die in sin and you come before them gates and they're like, no, I don't know you. Depart from me, you worker of sin or iniquity. But see, we can kill all that if we just take some time to examine ourselves. Take some time. Lamentations. Just find Jeremiah, and it's the next book. Or just break down like Raven and go to the table of contents. Lamentations 3. Jeremiah says, let us, verse 40, let us search out and examine our ways. Look at this. And turn back to the Lord. Jeremiah said, we need to look at how we living. And if it ain't right, we need to repent, get out of this backslidden state, and go back to the Lord. And see, we just got to be honest. Sometimes you got to go back. Yeah, you can be in church, but that don't mean you saved. And nobody can solve that problem for you until you examine your way. And if you see that you have falling away from the will of God, do what Jeremiah said. Go on and turn back. Go on and walk down that aisle, come to the altar, and just say, Lord, I repent. I need you to take me back. We serve a God that will take you back. Yes, he will. He'll take you back. What you don't want to happen is that you get caught slipping and you out there doing stuff you ain't got no business doing. And even though you come to church, you ain't saved. No. Examine your ways. Do a mental evaluation. And if you find yourself to be in a backslidden state, Jeremiah said, just turn back. Repent. Make a change. Galatians. Am I proving my point? Galatians 6 and 4. Paul says, but let each one examine, look at how he puts this, his own work, his own doings, and then he will have rejoicing in himself, what? Alone and not in another. You can get happy because you're doing what's right. But he says, you know what you got to do? You got to examine your own works. You got to take the time to look at your music and say, should a spirit-filled Christian be listening to this? That's what you call examining your works. You got to be conscious of how you talk to folks when you text. Are these text messages something that I would want my God to see? I got to examine my works. Am I doing what a Christian should do now that I'm at home for the summer by myself? All at home by myself. Now that I got my car, am I going where I should be going? Am I doing in this vehicle what represents a trendsetter? I got to examine my works. Mama can't do this for you. Preacher can't do this for you. Isn't it amazing how you'll get in the mirror and examine how you look? You'll get that selfie and you'll examine how you look. But the Bible says that the scripture of the word is like a mirror. And from time to time, you need to look in that mirror and you need to see what's out of place. And you need to make the necessary adjustments. That's what I call a mental evaluation. And that's what Paul was doing. He was looking at himself and said, man, I ain't where I need to be. And then he shifts to what I want to deal with. He says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but, man, y'all falling off. But one thing I do, one thing. After he evaluates himself, then he gets a mental strategy. See, it's one thing to know and see where you are. But it's another thing to do something about it. If you come to the conclusion, I'm a mess, do something about the mess. I have called myself a mess before. Baker, you a mess right now. But just don't leave yourself being a what? A mess. Get a strategy. Paul said, it's one thing I do. Don't just say, man, I ain't praying like I should be praying, and don't do nothing about it. Get a strategy. Do something. Look at somebody say, do something. You got to get a plan. Where there is no vision or no strategy or no plan, the King James Version says, will perish. You got to have a strategy. You got to have a mental plan. And Paul said, I ain't got three things. I just got one thing. But see, you may have four things. You may have two things, but you got to have a plan. You got to have a mental strategy every time you bump into somebody cute. If that's where you mess up in life. If that's where you mess up, ooh, that Nigerian. I just like them Nigerians. And every time you see that Nigerian, no, it's something for they just, man, I like them Nigerians. It's something about them. But if every time you see that Nigerian love, you just get out the will of God, you got to come up with a plan. You got to come up with a strategy. Every time you see light skin, and you just, whew, man, I just like them light skin. I don't know what it is. It's something about them light skin, something about them white girls. It's just something about, if that's all you see, you like light skin and white girls. If that's what you like. Nah, we in Carrollton. Y'all better come on here. I know I'm telling the truth. We got Nigerians, light skin, and white girls. If that's what gets you out the will of God, you got to deal with that. You got to have a plan, some steps, a strategy. Again, we talking about the mind because there are some things, young people, in life can jack your mind up. Time you see Nigerian, time you see light skin, or time you see snow bunny, your mind You get out of character. Y'all laughing, but I know I'm telling the truth. You weren't wearing that kind of perfume until light skin said something. You weren't wearing your hair like that until Nigerian said something. It's amazing how different things can affect our mind. And in order, notice my notes, for you and I to be the example, in order for us to experience the promises of God, and look, and in order for you and I to endure temptation, it will require mental strength. When you get to dealing with the different stages and different cares of life, it takes some mental strength. There are certain type people that you will deal with in life. It just takes some mental strength. Some of the mistakes that you made, in order for you to fully overcome them, it's going to take some mental strength. You can't keep folding every time this enemy comes your way. You got to have some mental strength. Look at Daniel and them Hebrew boys. Their life was on the line, but look at their mental strength. Look, if you want to throw us in the fire, if you want to turn the fire up, go ahead and do what you got to do, but we are not going to bow down. Do you know how much mental strength that took? And because there's nothing new under the sun, y'all can't fool me. I said, y'all can't fool me. When you're dealing with the desires of your flesh, sexual desires, you know what it's going to take? Some mental strength. Your thing getting hard, your nipples getting hard, you're going to need some mental strength so you don't go and do what your body ain't got time to play with y'all. Come on and look at somebody and say mental strength. Sometimes mama don't know what you battling with. Sometimes your friend don't know what you battling with. Sometimes you don't understand what you battling with. But if you're going to overcome it, it's going to take some mental strength. There's pressure that you have to deal with in life. Expectation that's on your life. People think just because your parents are a preacher, you got to be a certain way. That's pressure. That's expectation. And you got to deal with it. I said, you got to deal with it. The challenges on your job, you got to deal with that. And it takes mental strength. Because if you don't have the mental strength, life can break you down, can get you depressed. And you got to have a plan. Look at somebody say, you got to have a plan. Yeah, you got to know when mentally, I need a vacation. I got to get away. I don't care if it ain't nothing but for one day. I'm going to take some of this PTO, this personal time off, and they ain't going to see me till Monday. Matter of fact, I'm planning to take it on a Friday so I can have an extra weekend because I got to mentally refresh. You got to know you. You don't stay in a relationship if it's too much pressure. I just feel like I got to. You ain't got to do nothing. But please God, if we just tell the truth. But relationships come with expectation and pressure. What are you expecting just because I go to prom with you? What are you expecting? Just because you take me to a nice restaurant, that's pressure. Y'all say what y'all want to say. It's some pressure in this life. And Paul had a two-step, or what I call a two-step mental strategy. I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to be done. Are y'all still with me? Yeah. Because you're going to have things in life that try you. And your parents can't help you out of every situation. Your spouse can't help you out of every situation. You're going to have some mental strength. You got to have a strategy. And what works for Ariel may not work for me. Because we're two different people. But I can learn from her, and she can learn from me. We can learn from Paul and apply it to our life. The first mental strategy that he reveals in the verse, y'all still with me? He says, forgetting those things which are behind. This is so powerful. He says, I forget those things which are where? Or he says, forgetting. Forgetting, or when he says, but one thing I do, forgetting, it suggests that what he is planning to do is intentional. Young people, when it comes to your mindset, there are certain things you need to learn how to forget. I say, when it comes to your mindset, you need to learn how to forget. There are certain things. He didn't say people, he said things. So what does it mean to forget? It means a number of things, but number one, you got to learn how to let certain things go. Just let it go. You did it. You got to pay for it. Quit crying. You did it. It's done. Now you got to reap what you sowed. So just let it go. You got caught. Let it go. Just let that go. Somebody said something to you. You didn't like it. And I have been guilty of holding on to what somebody said. Not for hours, but for days. You got to learn how to let that go. Number two, when a person forgets a thing, you have to learn how to let certain things slide. Look at somebody and say, you got to let certain things slide. Yeah. Just let it slide. Don't add no more pressure on your life. No more pain on your life. You heard it? Just let that slide. Just let it slide. You heard it. You ever heard somebody say something about you and they didn't know that you heard them? Just let it slide. You got to be to the point sometime where you say, I ain't going there. I'm not going to go there. I'm trying to grow. I'm just going to let that slide. What do you call it? That's a person who's forgetting. And some of us got to work on that. Woo, it's more than five of you in here. Because you like to have the last word. But see, part of you growing up is shutting that mouth and learn how to be gracious and just let certain things, just let it slide. Just let it slide. You got lines that, girl, I ain't going now. I ain't even going now. Or sometimes you got to learn to just keep your mouth closed and just look at somebody. Silence does say something. But if you got a big mouth, you ain't learned that yet. Number three, when a person forgets something, This is a challenge, but this is what Paul said. You begin to lose sight of. You let it get out of your memory. Just lose sight of that thing that happened. Somebody touched you inappropriate. You can't let that define you. You got to just begin to just lose sight of that. It happened. I can't do nothing about it. I'm not going to let this haunt me or show up in my life and dominate me whenever it wants to. I'm going to learn how to forget it. I'm just going to let it lose sight. You know what? In order for some of us to lose sight of certain things, you're going to have to delete certain photos off your phone. Because every time you see that photo, you start thinking about what was. No, you got to delete it. I don't know what kind of phone y'all have, but I got a phone where I can delete messages. I can select bulk and delete 10 of them all at one time. And it helps me to lose sight of things that just draw out my mental strength. Lose sight of it. Lose sight. Lose sight. So again, to forget means to let go. It means to let slide, and it means to lose. And notice what he says. He forgets those things that are behind. Good God Almighty. Those things that are where? Now, most of us know that the things that are behind are things in the past. Most of us may say in the far past, but it also includes the distant past. There are certain things that may have happened to you in January. Look, let that go. Forget it. It's over with. If it's hindering you from being the woman of God or the man of God that the Lord desires you to be, you got to let it go. Learn from it, but let it go. But things that are behind also suggest those things that are presently following you. See, there are things in life that can follow you from your home to your job. You physically can't see them, but guess where they follow you? Mentally. Yeah. Stress can follow you from your house to your job to the church. It can be right there with you. It's just presently following you around. And that's where some of us are. You got some things that are just tormenting you. And they're following you around. It's as if, man, I can't shake this. This is always on my mind. I'm trying to loose it, but it's following me, as the scriptures say, hard. Y'all ever had some of the issues and cares of life follow you hard? I know you have, because that's why we done got quiet up here in the sanctuary. Look at how the scripture says it. I'm going to have it here and on the screen. 1 Chronicles 10:2 says, then the Philistines, who were one of the primary enemies of Israel, followed how hard after Saul, his sons, and finally they killed him. There are certain things in life, young people, that don't want to let you go, and they will follow you hard. Just like Delilah did with Samson. She just stayed up under him. Matter of fact, he kept her up under him, and she just kept on vexing him. And there are certain things that can creep in your mind, young folk. If you don't have a strategy, if you don't have the anointing to destroy that yoke, it'll follow you everywhere you go. You'll be up praying, leading God's people in prayer, and that thing just battling in your mind. Leading people to sing, and that thing just followed you up on the altar. But Paul's strategy said, you know what? I'm going to forget those things. I'm not going to let this thing hinder me. I'm going to forget it because it's bigger than me. I can't handle it on my own. I'm going to cast this care on the Lord because he cares for me. And that's what somebody in here needs to do. You need to serve notice to whatever been following you around and say, you can't follow me no more. I can't deal with you on my own, so Lord, I'm casting this care on you. I'm forgetting those things that are behind, things that are presently following me. Lord, have mercy. And then he adds something to it as I close. He said, I'm not just going to forget them. He said, I'm going to reach forward to those things that are ahead. I'm not going to let this thing that's following me hinder me from being who God wants me to be. I'm not going to let this situation in my marriage stop me from being happy. I'm not going to let this financial trial stop me from enjoying life. I'm not going to let what I'm going through in my body stop me from giving God the glory. I'm just going to reach forward. See, something can follow you and hinder you, but something can follow you and you just forget it and you do what you're supposed to do. That's what needs to happen. We need to be so mentally engaged, so mentally strong to where, young people, we may have problems, but we're not letting that stop us from praying. We're not letting that stop us from praising. We're not letting that stop us from coming to church. We're not going to let that stop us from doing what God has told us to do. We're reaching forward to those things that are ahead. And that's what you got to do. You got to keep making strides. You got to keep moving forward. Don't get stagnant. Don't get stuck. No, you got to keep moving forward. Because once your enemies see they can't stop you, once your enemies see that you're going to give God what's his anyway, live how he wants you to live anyway, you know what's going to happen? That thing, you're going to outgrow that thing. You're going to mature in such a way to where trouble and problems, it can't handle you. It can't stop you. It can't easily shake you. But see, the problem is, are y'all still understanding? Some people have different cares in life, and it just jacks them up mentally. They mentally break down, and they don't perform in life the way that they should. But now your strategy needs to be, no matter what's coming my way, I'm going to be determined to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep moving, help me, forward. Keep making strides. I'm going to keep doing what I need to do. Because if we ever get to the point to where we stop moving forward, you're in trouble. You done got lukewarm. You done got dead. You done got at ease in anxiety. We don't want that. No matter what you go through, you got to have the mindset that, look, stuff is happening to me, but I'm not letting these things stop me from being productive. I'm still moving forward. So I'm going to intentionally forget about it. I'm going to intentionally forget about it. I'm going to just forget those things that are behind. And remember, things that are behind, it could be things in the distant past, or it can be things that are presently following you. Yeah. It's not that you don't have things you need to tend to, but you're not going to let these cares overtake you. You're going to keep moving forward. Remember that determination I said that Paul had? That's where we see it, right here. He said, no matter what, I'm just going to keep moving forward. And I want to encourage someone on today, or continue to encourage someone on today. Look, don't harp on what's trying to keep you down. Just keep moving. Just keep moving forward. Intentionally forget about it. Look at somebody say, you got to intentionally forget about it. I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap of praise.